Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, I'm really pleased to tell you about the 37th Labor Day sale of Superior Livestock coming up the 8th and 9th of September. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com each day at 8 a.m. Central Time. 73,000 head will be offered. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, live cattle did succumb to spillover pressure from fat feeder cattle yesterday. September feeder cattle closed the chart gap that remained from July 22nd as price broke through support. Continued weakness of boxed beef is one factor causing the pressure, with choice cuts down 53 cents, select cuts down $2.60. However, the largest influence may be the inability of cash to trade higher. Cash trade was still rather light yesterday, showing little improvement from the previous week. Hogs held well despite the pressure on live cattle. The large discount of futures to cash provides some support to the complex. Stronger cutouts also provided some support, with prices up $2.73. Weakness of cash kept the market in a fairly tight range, as price on the National Direct afternoon report was down 62 cents. Generally, trading activity is limited on the day before a long weekend, but with electronic trade, it's possible activity can remain rather strong, as trading can be done from anywhere. Well, markets were steady to weaker overnight in wheat, with winter wheat contracts posting small losses while spring wheat clings to unchanged. Wheat recovered nicely Thursday after seeing sizable losses early in the session, posting a third selling exhaustion tail on most charts. Trade was softer overnight in corn futures as December corn gave back all of what it gained and some during the previous session. It would not be a surprise to see futures remain depressed heading into a three-day weekend, given the uncertainty surrounding the U.S. Gulf and the high-risk macro environment. Trade in soybeans and soybean oil overnight was higher, while soybean meal paces with small losses. Downtrends remain firmly in place, although November soybeans will be trying to avoid closing lower for the sixth time in seven sessions. As we discussed yesterday, the confluence of growing old crop supplies, rising yield ideas on new crop, and complicated logistics in the U.S. Gulf are creating an especially bearish environment. And we'll check futures in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, I'm really pleased to tell you about the 37th Labor Day sale of Superior Livestock coming up the 8th and 9th of September. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com each day at 8 a.m. Central Time. 73,000 head will be offered. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
October live cattle down 52, 126.05. December's down $1.40, 132.20. September feeder cattle down 262, 160.30. October down $3, 165.05. October hogs down 30 cents at 89.85. Kansas City wheat, September up 6 cents, 701 and a quarter. December up 5 cents, 709. Chicago wheat, December up 2 and 3 quarters at 717. March up a penny and a quarter, 728 and a half. December corn's up 2 and 3 quarters at 525 and a half. And March up 2 and a quarter at 534. November soybeans up 5 and a half, 1283 and a quarter. January's up 4 and a half, 1291 and a half penny. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.